Yeah, well, I think it means basically in a more organized or formal way, looking at the Midwest as a unit and deciding what the Midwest is, and then looking at that region generally as a an area of study. We talk about Western history a lot, Southern history, and Midwestern history is something that has been in and out of our historical consciousness, I guess, over the last quite a number of years, and it's not quite as well conceived, I guess, as some of these other regions right now.
And do you concur with that definition, Chuck Myers?
A slight variation in that the focus is on events, people, and phenomena that happen in what we loosely call the Midwest that would be of interest to people across the country.
Have we ever firmly established what the boundaries of the Midwest are, or is that still kind of up for debate?
Speaking as an Easterner, I can say that for me, the Midwest starts at the Ohio-Pennsylvania border and goes west. I have a feeling that people out here might find the Midwest starting a bit further west and going further west.
As a Midwesterner, Virgil.
I think that's about right. I think what's included when you get out on the western fringe,
Yes,
perhaps,
right.
that's where most of the controversy is. And some people have even recently argued that Kansas and Nebraska, for example, aren't really part of the Midwest. And that's a little hard to take for a Kansas historian.
Maybe instead of being defined by geographic boundaries, Midwest is a state of mind.
I think there's actually something to that. One of my authors said to me, "I always thought there was something Midwestern about you." I probed him a little bit about what that meant, and some of it had to do with a politeness that he thought Easterners lacked.
As you both know, several scholars have written about the demise of Midwestern studies, or at least the erosion of this field of study. Do you think this is true? And if so, why should anyone care about Midwestern studies?
Well, perhaps as an area, you could argue that. I think there's continually been good studies coming out of the Midwest, perhaps on a more state or a smaller regional level. But the idea of studying more specifically the Midwest as a region itself probably has been down some in recent years.
Are there fewer publications coming out, either written by Midwesterners or about the Midwest, Chuck?
I think that probably if you looked at a lot of the big graduate schools in the humanities and history on the East and West Coast, there's been more of a focus on studying phenomena using what's happening in those areas as the basis of their study. What's really at issue is what do you look at as the data that you're studying? Because you can study a lot of different phenomena. Let's say you could study the history of labor relations and focus only on what's going on in the East Coast, but actually there's quite a lot that has happened in the history of labor relations that's happened in the Midwest, Chicago, Illinois, even southeastern Kansas.
Gerard.
And Colorado. So to me, a lot of the difference is what you look at as being interesting and important. I mean, one of the things that I think is very interesting about studying the Midwest is that there are a lot of questions that arise here that have national and international implications. I mean, if you think of environmental history, the issues we have with water and temperature and how you farm are all issues that affect the world.
Virgil Dean, why do you think that this field of study, Midwestern studies, is important or valuable?
From my perspective, anything that encourages people to look at the states in this region or the region as a whole is a value. If it stimulates some more scholarship on a variety of topics, then it has some value just in that.
What do you think people can expect to hear from the panel discussion you'll both be taking part in?
What I want to make a pitch for are people who are writing books about what's going on here in a way that is of interest to readers all across the country, that will show environmental issues here, but also social, cultural, and political issues, and that it's a rich history that has influenced the whole country.